tremendous scenes in the Mountie Yard again yesterday. When Red Cell races and wins, it's just, I reckon it's great advertisement for the sport, because the owners of this horse love and enjoy every second, and so they should. They've arguably got the best sprinter, or dare I say it, Jim, in the world
there
now in
go.
Red
You've
Cell. Okay. Well, we'll see what Peter Snowden says. He's been good enough to join us bright and early. Peter, good morning. Firstly, congratulations. I know the Daly Classic was a long time coming for the stable, but it all worked out perfectly yesterday. He's some horse. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, Ray, Jimmy. Yeah, great result, guys. It was our main trump for the carnival, and it duly saluted, so we'll wrap with the performance.
A little frustrated, Pete, that you, in some quarters, you have to keep winning to have Red Zell acknowledged as good as he is?
Yeah, it's not for us. When you're winning, you're never frustrated. But look, it's that tag best. It means nothing, really. You know, we know we've got our horses going really well. But I am surprised. I was quite taken in the lead-up during the media the last 3 or 4 days before the race, that they were just playing down and weren't recognising what he had been doing. So it really surprised me. But then again, I chose not to say anything or pump his tyres up. I just thought, well, I know the horse is going well. And he beat all these horses convincingly last start, so he only had to reproduce the same performance to make them a great chance. And the fact that he's been a one there before, so he kicked every box. But I was just surprised it kicked a lot of horses above him, but didn't matter at all. Didn't stop him. He was listening to the press. He was just doing his job, as he always does, and it's just a great win.
And there's no fluke about it, is there, Pete? When he goes to the front early, he sets the tempo. He's broken 1.9 again. He's come home in 33.21. He's there to be beaten if they're good enough, but he's just too good at the moment.
Yeah, no, he doesn't need luck. He makes his own, and he doesn't need the right run or this or that to happen. He does it all himself. So, full credit to any horse that does a race like that. They deserve every win they get.
I know it's very early to say this. What's next? Are we talking Australia? There's a lot of prize money on offer here. There's the lure of overseas as well. Has that been thought of, Pete?
Oh, there's a lot of things thought of. About an hour after the race, Jimmy, but no doubt would have been spoken about last night. But for me, I think here we're staying here. There's no need to take him anywhere else. Now you've got the Everest around, the sort of money is producing. Nothing matches anywhere in the world, so there's no point going overseas. And it's a lot harder than you think. The lure there is great, but it's very, very difficult to travel. And I take my hat off to Europeans that come here for the Melbourne Cup especially. It's very difficult to do. And to come over and beat horses away from home is a great feat in itself. But me personally, there's heaps of races here for him, and I think he would definitely be staying here.
And he's a gelding too, isn't he, Pete? So there's not much upside in going overseas for a gelding. If he's only lightly raced, so you've got two or three good years left in this horse, probably. So
yeah, absolutely, Ray. As long as he stays sound, he'll last for a fair while yet. So it's a fair bit of upside. He's only 5, so he's still a relatively young horse. But plenty of upside in him.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, better get an update, mate. King's Trust, the Hinchinbrook Rose Tinted.
The new Red Zell.
Hang on, look, I don't want to put that tag on him. But
just got back this morning, and the first horse went up and had a look at it, mate, because I knew he'd be asking me a question. All's well. He's done particularly well. He looks great, the horse, so he's only back in a fortnight, so we'll keep updated in the coming weeks.
Pete, I've got to ask, you've trained so many good horses over the years. How are you going to cope with the pressure of training on this one for Jimmy Smith?
Ray, I just hope I haven't got to get an hour or B, get a win one. It's good, mate. It's good fun.
Yeah.
It's good to have you in the stable, Jimmy, and all his mates. I met them once. They're a great bunch of guys.
Hey, well, the funny thing was, I saw that there was a 3-year-old Hinchinbrook colt won at Newcastle the other day. So I sent a text message around to everyone. Oh, you know, because you get interested in that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And Big Matty Kinn came back with, look, with all due respect, I hope we're doing better than Newcastle.
Oh, Pete, the pressure's right on. They're already targeting the Everest next year.
Yeah. Sounds like the site to set
high on. Well, look, we talked about it a bit amongst ourselves. What's the point of going to England when there's so much prize money on offer here, Pete?
Exactly.
Oh, dear. Oh, Pete, firstly, how did he pull up yesterday? And in the autumn, I guess the TJ Smith's the obvious target now?
Yeah, I would think so, Ray, I'll have to sit down and map out a program. He's off for a spell tomorrow morning back to Sydney. next 2 or 3 weeks we'll map out a program that fits with him. But he's such an easy horse to train race. It's an absolute pleasure. He's such a relaxed customer. He does his work. He does as much or less as you want him to do. And he's at the race, he's got to see him to believe him. He's how quiet he is. You would never pick him as fast a horse as he is. He's just so laid back. He just stands in his stall. He just doesn't bat an eyelid all day. It's just a pleasure to have in the yard.
Yeah, very professional. Unbelievable. You could probably say the same about you and Paul as well, Pete. Always good with your time on a Sunday morning. And we certainly appreciate it. I know the listeners appreciate it as well.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Pete.
There he is. Pete Snowden, Red Zell. I think there's undoubtedly the fact that he's certainly the best sprinter in the country, and you could probably extend that to the world. And who knows if he stays sound and he's able to make those couple of races over the next couple of years, Ray.
He could win more prize money. Than Winks.
Prize money could be.
Amazing. Just a couple of quick ones, Jim. Terra Vista was outstanding running second. He's a great straight track horse, that bloke. Impending, very good. Third, Chautauqua again, hitting the line hard. I wonder if he's looking for 1,400, Jim.
I've got written down here, I wanted to ask you, has the boom gone out of Chautauqua?
He's still running the best sectionals, closing late. I just wonder whether he needs 1,400 now. Red Zell's just too fast for him at the moment, on these dry tracks particularly, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely.
A wet track, it could be very different. So.